This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that even amidst the global uncertainty, many global experts have certainty about India's rapid growth. Inaugurating the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati, the Prime Minister said, "Today's India is taking one step after another, working on a large scale, keeping in mind the long-term vision of the 21st century of the coming 25 years. He said, "The world now trusts India's governance, which is constantly reforming, its young population, which is getting skilled very fast, and its neo-middle class, which is moving forward with new aspirations."
आज भारत में इकोनॉमी के हर सेक्टर में बड़े रिफॉर्म्स हो रहे हैं। हमने ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस के लिए निरंतर काम किया। हमने इंडस्ट्री और इनोवेशन कल्चर को बढ़ावा देने का पूरा इकोसिस्टम तैयार किया है। स्टार्टअप के लिए नीतियां हो, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के लिए पीएलआई स्कीम्स हो या मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कंपनियां और एमएसएमईज को टैक्स में छूट देना हो, हमने हर एक के लिए बेहतरीन पॉलिसीज बनाई है।
The two-day-long summit includes an inaugural session, 7 ministerial sessions and 14 thematic sessions with a focus on industrial evolution, global trade partnerships and the vibrant MSME sector of Assam, featuring over 240 exhibitors. President Draupadi Murmu is on a 5-day visit to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat starting today. The president will start her visit from Bihar. The president is scheduled to address the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Patna in a short while from now. At least 12 Aam Aadmi Party AAP MLAs were marshalled out from the Delhi Assembly today over their unruly behaviour. They include Leader of Opposition Aatishi and Senior AAP Leader Gopal Rai. When the Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena was addressing the House this morning, opposition members started sloganeering over alleged removal of portraits of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and Bhagat Singh from the chamber of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. The allegation has already been denied by the ruling BJP. Amid ruckus, Speaker Vijender Gupta repeatedly urged for order in the House, but the opposition members continued with their protest. Later, the Speaker announced the suspension of protesting AAP MLAs from the House for their unruly behaviour. The UN Security Council has adopted a US-drafted resolution appealing for a swift end to the Ukraine conflict and urging a lasting peace between Russia and Ukraine. The resolution received 10 votes in favour, none against, and 5 abstentions, including France, Britain, Denmark, Greece and Slovenia. The document reiterates that the principal purpose of the United Nations is to maintain international peace and security and settle disputes peacefully. Acting United States Ambassador to the UN, Dorothy Shea, told the Council that this resolution is not a peace deal but a path to peace. Resolutions in the UN Security Council are binding under international law. Meanwhile, India has abstained from several UN General Assembly drafts and amendments of a resolution on Ukraine. The resolution was put forward by Ukraine and Western nations condemning Russia, in which US joined Russia in voting against it. China also abstained. The resolution was adopted with 93 votes in favour and 18 against it, with 65 abstentions. In Telangana, all-out efforts are underway to rescue 8 persons trapped inside the SLBC project tunnel, with concerted efforts from joint rescue teams comprising the Army, NDRF, SDRF, Singareni, Collieries and others. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a 2-day heatwave alert for Mumbai, Thane and neighbouring districts in Maharashtra. IMD scientist Sushma Nair said the temperature is likely to be in the range of 37 to 38 degrees. The heatwave alert has been issued for Mumbai, Thane, Raigarh and Ratnagiri for today and tomorrow. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals women at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is set to start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.